Israel, the Achat al Menestiani, Subosa Money. Based in Shalkiani, Hoyodini, Sulo, Alba Meizuz, the Lenich of Yerum Chacham. Now, what does it mean, Lenich Yerum Chacham? There is a deep portrait that one can be. And write cases, Ksube. If he wants to inscribe himself in $1 million, this Ksube can do so. He's hired. So what's Lemich Yom Chachom? I mean, you can inscribe yourself for anything you want if it's Midaite. So what kind of a Chidesh is that to Lemich Yom Chachom? So the Shemim say, cases says that no other Shemim should be necessary. FLP. It's on the base of the Tesis here. Afropishali Kosabolashin Tesis. El Alba Mei is the Chosrechi. Because Halka Daiter Lech Tidbe, the Chosre, over Loshin Tesis Likosab. Even though Komashmelon, so Tesis says, Afropishali Kosabolashin Tesis, El Alba Mei is the Chosrechi. Because Halka Daiter Lech Tidbe, Loshin Tesis Likosab, Komashmelon. The meaning, Teid Meidu, the whole is Bikune, of Mishpoches Am Yochosis, the Shaya Bolimema de Chozelechim. Then he says, alright, so far it's not such a Chidesh. Now it's even though it wasn't written in the Washington Tesis. He didn't write Vesiv Lechi, Ves Chayav Lechi, but he said, the Chozelechim. So it's still good, it's effective. Why shouldn't it be effective? Just because he didn't use the proper language? So what? As long as he wrote it, so he's mischaiv himself, so he didn't use the proper language. So, what kind of a chiddush is it? All right. But then he says, V'atu because of l'ksuve, gave av amez b'tnai bezdin, k'moi b'nei shisroel mosayim, t'atoneg t'akoneg mure. That's a chiddush. Now it's even if he didn't, right at all, he wasn't mischayev himself. So since it's the minhag of the Mishpoches Kiyami to write it, so even if he didn't write, so he's mechuyev machmasnai bezd. The same way as a ksuve mosai. For a ksuva, if he doesn't write, the mokim shalino agu lichtei, he's also mechuyev, it's my bezd. So this is also at my best, even if he didn't write. That's a chiddush. All right. So this is the chiddush. The lenich of Yerem Chachomim, even if he didn't write, he wasn't mischayev himself. Still, the best used to enforce it. We'll discuss it now. Almona skianim, almono baske. Hoy gegen in Zuo Baskin Kishenisis Lekeim, the Kolstin Kishenisis Lekeim. In other words, so then, so it's a yiches for him that he marries a Baskin. So if it was enforceable in the case of Baskin Kishenisis Lekeim, when it wasn't a yiches for him, because himself is a Keim, so certainly when he says Lekeim, when it's a yiches for him, so certainly it's impossible. Tone, Valmonas Kihanim, Tone Valmonas Kihanim, Suvoso Mosai. So the Braise says that Halmone of Ikeyen, so the Ksuve, in other words, it means when Halmone is married to Ikeyen, it doesn't mean she's married to Yisrael, but she was married before to Ikeyen. It means an almone who is getting married now to Ikeyen, so the ksuve is Mosai. Because if an almone gets married to Yisrael, the ksuve is mono. But if she gets married to Ikeyen, the ksuve is Mosai. We're not done. Achas al Mishnah said, Achas almonas Yisrael. The Achas Almonas Kiyanim, Ksuvosa Mone. So we see that the Mishnah says that the only change that was made is with respect to Ksula that gets married to a kid. So there, instead of Masayinjus, so she's gave the Abba Mezus twice as much. But insofar as Almono that get married to a Kayan is concerned, so the same thing. So there's a stira between the Bryce and the Mishnah. Vanantnan, Achas Almonas Yisroel, Achas Almonas Kayan, and Sivos Almono, Omar Rabashe, Shtei Takonesa, Minkoret Kino Lipsulo, they are two Takonesa. Minkoret Kino Lipsulo, Abba Meizuz, Ula Almona Mono. So that means Almona Mono, so there was a Takone just in respect to Psula that gets married to Kian. But Almona, so is the same. Kiven. So there was no Takone as yet. So in other words, it's a little confusing because when you run through the Gemara, one is tempted to think, Shtei Takone Sabe. Minkoret, Kino Lipsula Abba Meizuz, Almona Mono. That's the first takana. Kiven, the Chosid is Alzlebut, Kitinu Mosan. So is the second takana. Kiven, the Chosid, Kapas, Minai, the Amr Ad Nasim, Almonas Kehan, and Leis, and Leis, and Sula Basis, Ola, the Nul Milse. So it's the third takana. So what does the Gemara say to takanas? The answer is, when the Gemara says, Minkoret, Kino Lipsula Abba Meizuz, Almona Mono, so it's one takone in respect to Psula, but in respect to Almono, there's no, as yet, no takone. It's the same. So the first takone did not begin yet. So Mikoret Kino Psula Abba Meizuz, Almono, so no takone, insofar as Almono is concerned. Chidu Mechal Zalzle Bult Kino Le Mason, so that's the first takone, vis-a-vis Almono. Kidin the Hosin the Kapasuna, Yamre Adinasinon, Amaskian, and Nazel Nasip Sula Basisola, the no Nilsa. So there's the second Akon. Now we're at Stinta Connery's Havel, Almona Baske. Kidin, that's why Rashi emphasizes. You know, Rashi is a beaten cat's here. Rashi is a beaten cat's here. So why does Rashi say here, Stinta Connery's Havel? The Almonas Baskeen, because actually it is confusing. It is confusing when you run through the Gemara. One is tempted to think. Shteita Kanesabe, Mikoret Kino Lipsula Abba Meizuz, Laumona Mono. So there's the first Takone, Laumona Mono. And then, Kiven, Echon Zalwut Kino Moson, second Takone. Kiven Chozuk Parshin, the third Takone. So it's not two takone. So Rashi says no, because shtei takone sabe vis-a-vis almono. So minkoret kino litzulo arba meizuz almono mono. So no takone is not even the first takone. Not even because the same thing as almono that gets married to Israel. So Rashi emphasizes shtei takone sabe almono baskeyen two takone. So minele. It doesn't discuss the takones in respect to psula or mono altogether. No, so because but it means if Rav Ashi had discussed the total number of takones in respect to everybody on psula and on mono, so then he would say three takones, one takone in respect to psula and two takones in respect to Almono. But Rav Ashi, when he says Shtei Takone Sabe, he has reference only to Almono Baskeyen, not Psula. Psula is not included. Psula, there is one Takone, and that's all. But Shtei Takone Sabe, le Almono Baskeyen. So we call it Kino Psula Abba Meizuz, Almono Mono, so far no Takone is yet vis-a-vis Almono. Then Mosayim, and then again Mono, so it's two Takone. So that's what Rashi means. Shtita Kones Habe Almona Baske. Not Shtita Kones Habe in respect to Almona Psula and Almona. Chidin de Chosen himself, Lebo. So at first they were not lisaking anything in respect to Almanah, only respect to Psula. So then, and Almanah remained the same. Almanah Kehani, for Kehani. The same, Mona. So, because of the Mizalvable. So who was Mizalvable? I mean, to treat them, who started to treat them disparagingly, without respect? The husbands, Kiru the Chazed, the Mizalvable. I mean, the husbands, the Kehani, so started to treat them with disrespect. Is Kinur Mosam, Imzalvu, Baumone, Skalis, the Eritian, Nuknishiks, Bosom, Etis, Kinur Mosam, the Gnaihoyalem, the Afalpish, Almonis, Israel, Namiks, Bosomono, some Mele, so they should be Misakin, so the Chachomim should be Misakin. That every Almona, whether she gets married to Kayan, to Israel, should get Messiah, because Shalei Kalabin of Mitzvah, after all, that is the exclusive reason for Shalei Kalabin of Mitzvah. Why only Kiyani, Almona's kind, Rafa Pish Almona's, so Rashi raises that question. Rafa Pish Almona's Israel, Namik Sivar Samano, Niu Kiyani Mchshivet Tvei, Ubnai Lohem, Yehushay Bnei Seyen, Yeisam Yisroel. Yeisam Yisroel. So, in other words, I might have said something that is not true. I mean, it was a slip of the tongue. I don't remember whether I said it or I didn't say it. I said, Almonah's Kehanim, if Almonah gets married to a Kehan, that was a slip of the tongue. Because I talk fast, so sometimes I'm not even aware of what I say. So it means not an Almonah who gets married to a Kehan. A Bas Kehan who gets married to someone. Not an Almonah who gets married to a Kehan. It was a slip of the tongue. All right, anyway. The Aval Pinish Almonah Yisroel Namek Subos Almonah Niyo Kehani Mechshive Tvei Ugnai Lohem Yehushi Bnei Seyen Yeisam Yisroel. So Rashi asks a very strong question. Monefshech, Kim the Chos Mizalvul of Tikkun Moson, because Kanu Tzio, so I only Baskeen, Almone Baskeen, so any Almone, Kalabin for Tzio, whether Baskeen or not Baskeen. So Rashi says, Kehani Mechshive Tvei, Ugnai Lohem Yehushe Bniseen, Yesam Yisrael. Yesam Yisrael. That's strange. I mean, what is it? Just because she's a Baskeian, so we have to worry about her more than about the Bas Yisrael. Called Yisrael Chavir means, so called Nes Yisrael Chavir is saying, I mean, the same thing. What is that?
Worried about the parents.
No, but Naibein Leitzion, Kalabin Leitzion, so in other words, we're not concerned about the fact that the women are mistreated. Only because the parents of the. It's not correct. That doesn't. That is not the standard. What? Yeah, 1 second, yeah. So Teisves mentions something else. Teisves says, it's very reasonable. He says, it's not that for Kehan Mechshivate. But you see, vis-à-vis Bas Yisrael, Nati Baskeen, so then it wasn't considered such a zilfa. Alright, so it gets a mono. If Psula gets Messiah, so that they understand they're not sensitive, don't feel offended. They all understand that if Psula gets more than an Almanah. So that is expected. But vis-à-vis Bas Yisrael, Almanah, Bas Yisrael, so then the difference is only that is half of what a Psula gets. Mashim came by Baskeyan, so if she had been a Psula, she would get 400. And now that she's an Almanah, she gets only 100. So it's not only one half, it's one fourth. So this difference, so that hurts them. So Mele, what Rashi says, Rashi doesn't mean because Kehan Mechshiva Tvei, so Gnailahem Yehushim Yisrael Yisam Yisrael. Now it's the question of sensitivity. So in other words, so Rashi emphasizes the fact, since Kihani are more sensitive, so Mele, their daughters are also more sensitive. So that's why the Chachomim were more makpid and Meskihani. It's not that they were makpid, they cared about the sensitivities of the parents. No. Who is concerned about the parents? It's not her destiny. It's the daughter's destiny. But because Kihanim are more choshuv and they are more sensitive, so Mimele, their daughters are also more sensitive. So that's, they feel it more. So that's why the Chachomim were misaki to raise the ksuve of Hibaski. Right. So, Kibn di Chose, the Koparshe Minaye. So many of future husbands, when they saw that if they marry in Almoni Baskeyan, so then they have to pay 200 Jews, so they decided, why should they marry an Almoni Baskeyan and pay 200 Jews, they can marry a Tzule Bas Yisrael and give her only. It was a commercial cheshbon, a very simple cheshbon. Some male, they had difficulties finding shiduchim, the Talmud of Baskeyan. So, keeping the Chosei Koparashim in Ayah, the Amr Adin Asin Almer Eskiyani, Nezer V'Nezei Tzula Bas Yisrael, Adrino Nez. All right. Now, Bezdin Shalkian. Omar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Loi Bezdin Shalkianim Bilvad, Omru El Afilim Mishpoches Am Yechosis Di Yisrael. Im Rotsu Laasis Kiderach Shalkian Neisim Zeis. So what does it mean? Estesis explains it. And the old Rishen explains it. Im Rotsu Laasis Kiderach Shalkian Neisim Zeis. Anybody has to be Mishpoches Am Yechosis Di Yisrael. Anybody who wants to mischive himself, he wants to mischive himself, he gets exuberant $1 million. He wants to mischive himself, he gets exuberant $1 billion. He can do it. Why not? If he, as long as he wants to do it. This is not saying a day. So what, why does the Gemara emphasize? A filu mishpochas amichosis b'Yisrael, implying only mishpochas amichosis b'Yisrael, but not kol echod echod. So the Rishonim pointed out, it means that it can be enforced even if he wasn't Mishraim himself, in the same way as Exud of Messiah is enforced even when a person doesn't execute Exud. So that's only Mishpochas HaMichosel to Israel. But suppose not Mishpochas HaMichosel to Israel, then not. So what's the significance of Mishpochas HaMichosel to Yisrael? I mean, a special halacha in regard to Mishpochas HaMichosel to Yisrael? I mean, is there a special halacha in regard to Kehani? There is no special halacha in regard to Kehani. If one is Mishraim, he is Mishraim. Yuches, not Yuches. Not Mishraim. So how can he be Mechuyim? So we have to understand this. All right. Omer Avina Mashmuel Loi Bez Nishal Kenim Levad Omer Afu Mishpachosan 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 Yisrael Im Rotsu Lasis Kida Shakeni Meisi Meisi Meis Ve Horei Tzelasis Kida Shakeni Meisi Ki Bas Yisrael Ikeen U Bas Ken Li Yisrael Eisin Bas Yisrael Ikeen Bas Ken Li Yisrael Hudi Ketzat Kune. So there is an element of Kune. One of the spouses is from Kehan. Aber was Yisroel Yisroeloi, even both spouses happen to be of Yehoshim Yisroel, there has to be one spouse from Kehani. That's how it's mashma. So the Gemara says, no, loy mi boy, loy mi boy bas Yisrael, Yisrael, bas Yisrael, and if it's in your choses, to imotom ala yiluye kum alinu loch. Abo bas Yisrael, ikeyem, imotom ala yiluye kum alinu loch. So maybe he can tell her, tafasta megubam itafasta, listen, you are getting married to ikeyem, that should be enough for you. Why do you want a bigger suga also? So come on. All right. Now, good. Shtei takone sav. Tezis. Ileka limei madechode takone hav. Umasnisim shidim takone. In other words, one takone vis-a-vis almones. Kian. So, but the Mishneh mentions it the way before a change was what in respect to almonis kiyam. So then only when a change was what only in respect to psulas kiyam, but almonis kiyam not. So that's why you cannot say. Lekon el yochode takonat, umasnis in kidin takon. Ubrais lacha takon, eshi tikno amon musayim, dochazin on hashtag less than musayim. Because if we are going to say that only one takone vis-a-vis our monoskian, so what was the takone? Musayim. But now we are not gave it. The practice is we are not gave the musayim, we are only gave the money. For Almonis Kianim, for Psulas Kianim, we are given 400 days. But for Almonis Kianim, so we are only given money, so we have to say two takons. Like when I'm in the Korget, Kinu Chulab, and the Skin of Dam Kin Lalmon and Messiah, in Svola Misakin Lalmon and Messiah, in the way Acha Shavoy, Tzir, and Mizalz, and the Hiltach, and the Korget, and the Shana Yisra Mishalman. You can be the Chosin, and Mizalz, and the Rol, so you're Tzir, and Tikim, and more something. Dim di khodet di paar shum naye ad vino e milse u kachu tsa khoyma shtei takon kibin di khodet di misalze bu kibin di kumfre shoye kawis di neye milizion li di shoye psubosa moetes di koshe di mikore namre habi yade shi kawis di milizu kibin di mono khoshib dava moet di nire li rili forish di misalze bu shi mitzaz neyodo moyo noy mil neysom if you show you callis binayin shein lo ksuve alo vidya mimashi yeish lo lipsule utkin lo moson kibin di chosin parashim naili gamre voyo keitzin keidem al psuas Yisrael voyo shum odom keifiz aleyem adrinu milsaye hani vinot at mikore mizalzle shoyin noyim vloy li gamre peyosim ubosa roche noket upash. Bezni shaltiyanim o yogevim v'lo emichu b'yodom chachom. Af opi shalik kosa v'loshim teisves el arba meiz dirchozelech. Because all the night of le tikve v'le chose. Because it's lo chose. So it could have all the night of even though he was Mishraya. But if he used an expression, he used an expression dirchose when it's not chose, some male age should not be involved, and he may have taste. But that's what Tazer says. Because all that is given to the Chos, or the Russian Tazer, because of Kamashvalon, the Minek Tav Meidu, the role Lies Bikune, or the Mishpoches and the Choses, the Shaya Bo, the Meima, the Chosel. So from this Tazer, it's Mashma, that if it's not Mishpoches and the Choses, and so of course, if the might be the Russian taste fair, so of course he is Mishubet. Doesn't make any difference to whom is in Israel. Mishpachsam Yechos, not Mishpachsam Yechos, doesn't make any difference. But if he doesn't try the Russian taste, but he writes the Chosemichi, so then if it's not enforceable. Even though he wrote, since he used the own Russian, that we have to understand, it can't be. So what? So So you use the wrong lotion. So what can you mean? Going to use that big white lotion, not white lotion? What is it? We saw that the material has to be washed. This is because of Kamash from the Mektev made. The role is Bikune, or Mishpoche Sam Yochosis. The Shayabu, the Neymar, the Chosrechi. That the Lui Kosav Loksuve gave the Abba Meis, Bitnai Besdin, Moibes Yisrael, Mosayim, the Tarkonig Mure. But only Mishpoche Sam Yochosis. But not Mishpoche Sam Yochosis now. Now. So, the question is, we understand very well, if you didn't try it, it's not Mishpoche Sam Yochosis, Melech HaKesel should be able to collect. But, why the Am Mishpoche Sam Yochosis? So he's able to collect just because the Am Mishpoche Sam Yochosis, what? Where's the halacha that you can collect when one is not Mishchayev just because he's a big Yachsin? So what? He can be the biggest Yachsin in the world, but if he wasn't Mishchayev, so Meir HaTeis, so it's on the basis of a certain Dakonim. Now, if it's on the basis of a certain Dakonim, so again, question is, who was the Misakel? Who was the Misakel? Whether the president had the capacity to be Misakel Dakonis, of Hefka Bezdin Hefka or not? If the Bezdin had the capacity to be Misakel, so again, why does it depend upon the fact which brought me a hostage? Whatever does it mean? Right? It could be depend on me, of course. Bezdin cannot be misakin, Takon is just arbitrarily. There has to be a good reason. But which brought me a hostage is the only reason. Sometimes maybe the economic situation of the woman is a better reason. Let's say she's a poor woman. So even if she's not Mishpoches Miyachosis, so that's a good reason. And if she's a millionaire, so then even if she's Mishpoches Miyachosis, I don't know whether that's such a good reason. So why does it depend upon Mishpoches Miyachosis? It has to be explained. Where do you find such a thing? I mean, Mishpoches Miyachosis, so you can misaki. Not Mishpoches Miyachosis, you cannot misaki. On the surface, it doesn't even make sense. Now, Rav Avinasi, so he says, Erlomans is so pirish almond, but his solution is the cane, by the time it was a month. Shezeu kechidus, al tali chamine, shalei teik subos amono, el apoche sheyachil loch alim alei luye kum alim loch. Komashmo, at kol choy gedmo nipsulo, baskein atilu kishinisis lekeir, vikolshin kishinisis le Yisrael. If he baskein is nisis le Yisrael, certainly he had to pay for on the Jews. Shemishala abalbo, du loimichu biyodom chachomim leimah, כינו אתם מטילים בין המשפחס, לפי שדינו זה שיספרו המשפחס המיוחוסיס מן האחריס. ובפרייס איתון אלוהי בזני של קיינן בלבד אמרו, אלא משפחס המיוחוסי בישראל, אם רוצו לעסיס בדרך שהקיינן מייסים איזה שרה פרוויאליס נקס פרוינזט, why does the Gemara emphasize the fact משפחס מיוחוסי בישראל? The answer is, from the point of view of the economic needs, so the Chachamim should have said everybody, but they weren't ready to be mechayev everybody ksuve of Abba Meizus. Jews in the days of the Chachamim were not so rich, they were not as rich as today. Some Meile, they couldn't be mechayev v'ksuga of Masayim Zuz. You see that even today, according to Rav Meishe Feinstein's Cheshbon, it's $20,000. You know what it means? In those days, $20,000. You know what it means in those days, $20,000? Masayim Zuz. So, he's a noshia, you see. So a 20,000 Zuz was a millionaire in those days. That was for a millionaire. So, I don't know, but anyway, it's a big sum. It's a big sum. I don't think that in those days, so you needed so much money in order to buy a home. So the Shanim say, why Mosheim Zuz is an Oshia? Mosheim Zuz is an Oshia. Because if somebody had Mosheim Zuz, he could buy karke and make a nice living for the rest of the life. Today, if Mosheim Zuz, you couldn't, make a nice living for the rest of your life. So the purchasing power of Mosheim Zuz in those days was much more than it's today. Today Mosheim Zuz is very little. Anyway, so the Chachamim felt that it was impossible. It was exera shein reva tzibo yechelim lamed bo. To a misakin, if it hadn't been in reva tzibo yechelim lamed bo, the Chachamim would have been mechayev everyone. But it was impossible. It was possible to be mechayev arba meizuz for almonis kiyan, not for everybody. But for Almonis Kiyanim it was possible, it was Reva Tzibo Yechelem Lamed. But to be Mechayev to apply it to everybody was Exera Shein Reva Tzibo Yechelem Lamed. That's why the Chachamim didn't apply that Akone to everybody. Oh, so then the question arose, true, for everybody you cannot apply that Akone, a uniform Akone for everybody. That you cannot, is in Reva Tzibo Yechelem Lamed. So to some people, yes, but if you apply it to some mishpoches, not all other mishpoches, so maybe it will inject chino with my separations, so there will be jealousy and resentment and conflict, so it's not a good akone. If it will be conducive to jealousy and to chino, it's not a good akone. So let it remain the way it is. So the Chachamim said, no, if we limit that akone, the extra ksuve of Aboim Zuz, Abamei Zuz, only to Kehanim or to Mishpachet Yisrael in Israel, so there won't be any resentment. There won't be any resentment. But if you apply it to other Mishpachas also, then it can be conducive to a lot of jealousy and resentment. So maybe Takone is not even Takone, if it will be conducive to Midrashos. So that's why this is how Rav Rabinis next place. It makes good sense. The Harbit was al kosa abizel shene v'loi micho b'yolim chachomim pireish o yogedim in astam av al pisha loi kosa di kosa v'lo atu hedye che b'yisroel im rotzo leheisif mei omono meis ki di yisem mishna v'sheno di perik av al pisha elavarek d'amon v'atam. So you see teisves mentions the Chiddush is even if he wrote in the Lashon of the Chozalech. So from Tesis it appears that even when he is Mishraim himself, but if he doesn't write it in Lashon of Teisves, but in Lashon of Chazal Lechi, so only Mishpachas Mechoses, but not everybody. But from the Bitva it's Mashanah. In the case where he is Mishraim himself, whether it's Lashon of Teisves or Lashon of Chazal Lechi, it doesn't make any difference. But the Chiddush is in the case where he's not Mishraim himself. That's what the Ritzel says. Because of the Zeli Shemel and Michal Yorach HaChomim, Pirei Shoy Yagidim Nastam Afo Pishol Yikosav Lo. The Yikosav Lo Afo Hedya Chep Yisrael Im Rotsa Lehesif Meyo Mona Meisif Ki Di Yisei Ben Mishne Rishaino Di Ferech Afo Pi El Varei Kida Moron Vatam Dechim Shino Agu Shchor Ozu Beatzmon Kol Akinis Nidisi En Stam Am Naskin Kini Su Maskin Lem Daitom Vidavke Bezni Shokiyani Yike Tzad Kihune Oy mishpachas hamichoses b'Yisrael shein chshuves uchediyis b'gmore, avol mishpacha acheres loy mahanias kamoson sheiskim alacher. So Rabbi Yenison says davke ki ani mishpachas hamichoses, because if it's another mishpacha, not mishpachas hamichoses, not mishpachas ki ani, then it's conducive to jealousy. But the Ritva doesn't mention jealousy. He doesn't mention. He says something else. So he says, "Vidavke bezni shalkein, diike tzad kihune u'mishpachas hamyochosin b'Yisrael, sheinchshuve sochidise b'gmore, avon mishpacha acheres l'imahan yaskemoson sheiskim olacherim. Mi ubnei oyir sheosu haskemoson b'neyen, atiru ubnei oyir acheres v'haskemoson mifosemes." A kenis tam mal das has kemoson kenis. Di chod ne yir ki mishpocha miyacheses chshive. Linyan ze, vichinu bi Yerushalme perik asich apir. So, it's a lot of wonders here. He says, he doesn't mention jealousy. So, obviously, he doesn't base it upon the tam of jealousy the way Rabbi Yenison does. But he says, no, there's a difference between Mishpachas Kiyanim and Mishpachas Miyuchoses, or Mishpachas Kiyanim, Mishpachas Miyuchoses B'Yisrael, and Stam Mishpachas, not Kiyanim, not Mishpachas B'Yisrael. Why? So he emphasizes the fact, because who was misakin that? The Bezin Shal Kiyanim. And when he says, Mishpachas Miyuchoses B'Yisrael, so again, the Bezdin of Mishpachas Miyachosid B'Yisrael, apparently there are certain Mishpachas enjoy in those days, Bizman Abayis, or even after Bizman Abayis, that had the Bezdin, just as the Mishpachas Kiyani had the Bezdin, so there were certain Mishpachas Miyachosid B'Yisrael who had their own Bezdin. So Mele, if it is a Mishpach, if it's enacted by Bezdin of Kehanim, and then somebody else marries a Baskeyen, so he's bound. But he says, what right do you have to impose upon me? I never agreed to this Takone. 100 years ago, 500 years ago, the Bezdin of the Kehanim enacted this Takone. So, how do I become bound by the takone of the Bezdin of the Kehanim 500 years ago? Meir Chateis. So he couldn't. He says, Vidavke Bezdin Shalkeyanim, Yike Tzad Kehune, Oy Mishpochas HaMichosin B'Yisroel, Shein Chshuveis, Uchidise B'Gmore, Avol mishpocha acheres lo imahan yas kamoson sheiskim lacher. What authority do the Bezdin the Bezdin of a mishpocha acheres have to impose upon those husbands who marry the daughters of that mishpocha years later? And the question is, we understand that very well. And what authority does the Bezdin of Kehanim have to to impose it upon someone who will marry a Basquian 100 years later. On what basis? So he says, because just as the Besdin of the whole city, as the mayor here, have a keach to make takonis, and that will be binding upon all the Bnei Oyer. So if the Bnei Oyer make it a kone now, so it's binding upon the children of the Bnei Oyer 50 years later, but they never gave their consent. So that's the aloche, that if the Bnei Oyer are misakim it a kone, it is binding upon the children too. So the same thing is true of a Bezdin Shalkeanim, so the Bezdin Shalkeanim, they are the representatives of the Mishpaches Keanim. And the Bezdin of Mishpaches HaMichosi B'Yisrael are the representatives of the whole Mishpoche. So it becomes binding, not only upon the Bnei HaMishpoche, but even upon the spouses who marry the daughters of that Mishpoche years later. In the same way as when the Bnei Oyer make a certain takon. Or doesn't make any difference whether the Bnei Oyer are assembled together and they make it a kone, or the Bnei Oyer elected their Tuvi Oyer, their Kehile, their council, and they authorized, they delegated to the Tuvi Oyer to make takones. It's the same thing. And then these takones are binding upon the residents of the city years later, who want him living at the takone was made of Neir. So that is true of Mishpachas Keanim or any Mishpachim Yechesed Yisrael, and the Bezdin of Mishpachas Keanim, who are like the Tuvei Oyer, so they represent the Mishpoche, so it's binding even upon the people who joined that Mishpoche, upon the husbands who married the daughters of that Mishpoche years later. In the same way as when a takone is made by the Anshei Oyer or by the Tuvei Oyer, so it becomes binding upon the children and the grandchildren of the same day. This is what the Ritva says. Now again, somebody will ask a question. Somebody 50 years later marries a Basquiat. So then the wife tells him, you know, 50 years ago the best of my mishpoche made it a kone, that whenever somebody marries a daughter from the mishpacha Keanim, he has to pay ksuva for andesis. Why shouldn't they say, what right did the Bezdin of your Mishpoche 50 years ago have to impose upon me an obligation? I didn't live at that time. I had nothing to do with it. So that's the Allah. In the same way as the Anshei Oyer have the care to make takones, and that's effective, and it's binding even upon the descendants of the Bnei Oyer, who want him living at a time, want him born at the time who the takone was made by the Anshei Oyer or by the Zayin Tuvei Oyer. So here it's also the same thing. So it is binding upon him, because if it's binding, so the Chol HaPoach is, if it had been binding upon the descendants of that Mishpoche, we can understand it. But why should it be binding upon a future husband who 50 years later or 100 years later will marry a descendant of that Mishpoche? The answer is, it's your fault. Rusty, you didn't have to marry if you didn't want to be bound by all the takones that were made by the Besden of that Mishpocha of Mishpachas Kerni. You shouldn't have married a daughter of Mishpachas Kerni. So in other words, by marrying the daughter of Mishpachas Kerni, you in effect submit to all the takones that were made by that Mishpachas Kerni. It doesn't make any difference whether it was made by the ancestors themselves or by their Besden. The Besden represents the Mishpach. So the Kol HaKenes, mit Nisein Stam, al Minas Ken Kenes, umaskin lehen, daita, vidavke Besden shal Kerni, diike tzadki huneu Mishpoches am Yechosit bi Yisrael, שין חשובי סוחד יישא בגמורה אבל משפחה אחרס ומהן יסכמוסון שהסכימו לאחרים ומי הוא סול מהן יסכמוסון שהסכימו לאחרים but for themselves אין משפחה they don't have to be משפחה מייחסס if a certain משפחה not משפחה מייחסס make certain תקונס for themselves so they have the right to do it but they cannot impose it upon others who join that משפחה ומען יסכמוסן שהסכימו לאחרים ומיהו בני עיר שעושו הסכומס בניהם אפילו בני עיר אחרס והסכמוסן They are also bound by the Takonis that the Bnei Yehir 50 years ago, 100 years ago made. Why should they be bound? The answer is because when they moved into that city, so they submitted to all the burdens of the city. So it's considered as if they had given their consent to all the takonis that were made by the Anshei Yehir or by the Tuvei Yehir of the Anshei Yehir 50 years ago, 100 years ago, because by moving into that city they submitted. Even if they say we don't submit, it doesn't mean anything. The fact that they move into the city, that is considered of Din, as if they have given their consent, even if they say, they make a declaration, they don't give their consent. So he says, the whole Bnei Yehir כי משפחה מייחסס בישראל, ישראל חשיבה לעניין זה, וכן הוא בירושלים הפרק, השיח הספר, וכן כוסף הרשבו, ומניחו ביודום אף על פי שגידו מן הסתם, ואף על פי שלוי כוסף, וכיוון שהניגו סחורו בעצמם, כל הכניס מניסיין וידייתם היו כוונו, הידייתם היו כניס, ומסכים להסכמוסו מתיח שבוסו, עד כאן. וכן כוסף תלמי הרשבו, וכוסף, אוי, ומהוש מהינון, תכל דובו שנהגים בני אוי הכולם, ולא היסנו, אוי שנבד השטר התנאי שביניהם, שנהגים בי כמין הכל בני אוי, וכן היניק רבין, עד כאן, בזן שלטיינים, לא כמין המנרישיינים, נסיים, בזן שלטיינים, פירש בוטידינים או אינדים בעיר הטיינים, והם חובגימו כי דרך שיוטיבים בזדים של ישראל חובגימו בכל עיר ועיר. Isn't that strange? In other words, the בזדים של קיינים, all right, but the דים או אינדים בעיר הקיינים. בזמן הבייס, there was an עיר הקיינים. In other words, the Olympics were given to the Levim, so קיינים are also Levim, so the קיינים, the Levim lived in those cities, so they had their own best, that we understand. Because they had their own city, they had their own best. But why Besden shall Chavgimu dafke? Why Besden shall Chavgimu dafke? Chavgimu is required regarding the foshes. As aloche, you need Chavgimu, the foshes. But except the foshes, there is no aloche. There is no aloche of Chavgimu. So may you have to say Chavgimu. Likuti again, Chavgimu. Besden shal Kiyanim, davke Chavgimu. Davke Chavgimu. דרך שהוא הקים בין דזני של ישראל חוגגים הוא בכל יריה. Now, חוגגים הוא is mentioned, of course, חוגגים הוא is mentioned in connection with Nefashis, but except Nefashis. So חוגגים הוא is mentioned in Yerushalmi Barabasra. Because the Gemara says in Barabasra, it's a braisa, Stoko, Mikveis Bishnayim, and Mishalekes Bishleishim. So the halacha is when you collect Stoko, so two have to collect. It doesn't mean that one person cannot ask for a contribution, but a giver doesn't mean contribution when you ask, when you appeal to the generosity of the person. Giver means balkoche, whether he likes it or not. So balkoche, so one shliach besdin cannot take by force, but only two, because forcing to take something by force is a mean of schar. And the Gemara says in Bobasra, so Stoka Nigvis Bishnayim, Umishalekes Bishnayim. So we need a Bezdin to be the Chalek Stoka. That's Allah. We need a Bezdin to be Chalek Stoka. One person cannot decide by himself how to be the Chalek Stoka, and not even two. We need a Bezdin. So the Yerushalmi says, that actually, at first, so the Chachamim said, Yerushalmi Barabas, first pair. So he says, at first, the Chachamim felt that Stoke should be mischalik b'chavdim. Because to distribute Stoke is analogous to the Nefoshes. Since there is Alochem derais, Yerushalmi Barabas said, since there is Alochem derais, that Nefoshes requires Chavdimu, naturally. So, and when a Mechalek Tzadokim, you don't have enough to give to everybody. So, sometimes, so you have to establish priorities. So, such a simple thing, to say, this one will get and this one will not get, it involves not Nefoshes, Mamesh Nefoshes, but, you know, one person will get food to eat, and the other person will not get, because it's simply impossible to give everybody. So it's nefoshes. So the Chachamim say that it should require the distribution of Tzedakah, should require Chav Gimel, not Chav Gimel Sanhedrin, I mean, but Chav Gimel Talmid Chachamim, because it has an analogy to nefoshes. It's not a simple thing to establish priorities and to say this one yes and this one not. But the Chachamim decided, no, if you require a Chav Gimel, you won't be able to distribute Tzedakah altogether. So Meile, it's better that it should be distributed to Chol HaPoches by a Beis Din Shel Din. This is what Yerushalmi Barabasra says. So Meile, so that's only in regard to the distribution of Tzedakah, because this is something that has to be done constantly, not once in the moon. So Meile, the Chachamim said, we cannot insist upon a Bezin Shel Chav Gimel. So it won't work if you require a Bezin Shel Chav Gimel. So, but Mashinki, in regard to making Takones, what kind of Iksuve? You know this? That is not something that has to be done every day. That has to be done once in years. Some Mele, there is nothing wrong in requiring Chavim. That's why the Likutei Hagim say, Bezdin Shel Keanim, Peyosh Batidim Moim Bin Yir HaKeanim, Vehim Chavim, Kiderach Shuyo Kevim Bezdin Shel Yisrael, Chavgimu b'cholia b'ya. Now the Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin,
פרק
א', אז אני אדע לך, א', בייל, מתסס יש על תירו לימייס, שייפטים ושייפטים בכל מדינו ומדינו, ובכל פלח ופלח, שנאמר שייפטים ושייפטים ובכל שורך, שייפטים אלו עד היונים, הקפויים בגזים ובלגים ובואים לפני, שייפטים אלו בלמקים ומצואו, ואימרים לפני עד היונים, המסבבים בשפוקים ובחיביס, ברחנויס, ריסקין, השורים ועמידיס, ולהקיס, קולנובוס. ריסקין, עד הנוסחי הסברה, ריסקין קולנובוס. וכל, because if we agree with ריסקין, so then we have to read, not ריסקין קולנובוס, but ריסקין קולניאביס. Anyone who perpetrates a wrong, but ריסקין קולנובוס. וכל מעשיהם על פי עד היונים, וכל שאירו בעיבוס דובור, מביא נעשה ליבזן ודון נעשה כפרישי. אינו נהלך בייס, אינו נו. חיובים להמיד בודדינים בכל פלח ופלח, בכל עיר ועיר אלה ועצרו ובאת. אבל בחוץ לאורץ, חיובים להמיד בזן בכל פלח ופלח, שנמתית לו כל שורך, שהלשום הוקחם את כל שפתח. כמו בודדינים קבועים עיר בישראל וכמו עיר יונות, so one kaden mit khilo bezn na godu bimir so that's one best I know it and bua nich khasam gan deilo milionam shivon de acho and then he says veid ma midim shnei bot dinim shleschen u shleisho eschen vi shleisho echo dal pesach azo de echo dal pesach abais u buch ומעמידים בכל עיר ועיר מישראל שיש בו 120 יסר סנדרן קטנו וישבס בשער עיר שנאמר ויציגו בשער המשפון ויציגו בשער המשפון so in other words so in every year we are מחויב to a point a bezden of Chogimu and then also a bezden of Chogimu but there is a חיוב מדרייסה to a point in every city a bezden of Chogimu So, who had the jurisdiction over these takones, let's say, ksube for a certain mishpoche? So it's the bezden of Chavdimu. Why the bezden of Chavdimu? Why not the bezden of Chavdimu? Because of that, I think, because of that Yerushalmi Mubasra. Yerushalmi says Mubasra that in Saradim we should require a bezden shel Chavdimu to distribute doke. But the only reason as to why is the Chachomim said, because it will not be practicable, I mean, to require a bezden shel chavdimu to distribute tzedakah, because this is something that has to be done every day. So how can you require such a big bezden? So that's why the Chachomim decided only bezden shel chavdimu. Mashein kin, we got something that does involve the nefashos. Ksuv also might involve any of the nefashos. Because the whole purpose is that Bnei Yisrael shouldn't be hefker with a kala beino for Yitzia, so it also partakes of an element of nefoshes. In the same way, it's doket lenoni partakes of nefoshes. And this is not something that has to be done constantly. Some in Meiled, or you could again say that it really was required a takone by Bezni Shosokim. Now, Now, he mentions the halacha that Mishpochas Kehanim and Mishpochas Yochasim in Israel is the same as Ansheir or the Tuvir. So there is an analogy between Mishpochas Kehanim and Mishpochas Yochasim in Israel and Ansheir. And whatever is true, Ligabe Ansheir is true, Ligabe Mishpochas Yochasim in Israel. And whatever is true of Mishpochas HaMichosim of Yisrael is true of Ansheir. So that's why he says, Bein Ligabe Mishpochas Kehanim Mishpochas HaMichosim of Yisrael and Bein Ligabe Ansheir. So they have the keach to make takones which will be binding upon the future members of the residents of the year or the other people who join the Mishpochas Kehanim, who will marry a Bas Kehen. In the future years, or will marry a descendant of the Mishpocha Michas Nisra. So, in other words, in the same halacha, so it is proper in order to understand this aloha to take notice of the alohas of the kiach of Anshiriya. Now, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra. Now the Rambam, and that's strange, the whole Mishnah, Achas Almonas Yisrael, the Achas Almonas Kianim, so Bezni Shokianim, the Yogurim, Tsuamu Jews, the Yukhim Chachomim, Mishpachas Almonas Yisrael, the two mentions that the Rambam is Mashmi. Why is the Rambam Mashmi? Maybe because it's not Halacha for the Eris, that it was Halacha that was made then. But of course, even though it was made then, so it's Halacha Pedinus also. But it's not of actual relevance. So Miller is masking, but the two mentions that Halacha. What we see from these Rishayim, that the Halacha of Bezdin shall Mishpachas Kianim, or Bezdin shall Mishpachas Nuchas in Israel, is analogous to the Takonis Meir. Just as the Takonis Meir are binding upon the people who are born later, because by coming into the city, they submit to all the Takonis and all the burdens of the city. So the same thing is true. If a Mishpacha has certain Takonis that was enacted by the Bezni of that Mishpacha, so anyone who marries a descendant of that Mishpacha in effect submits to all the burdens. So let's see the Gabi Galoches of Meir. Now there is the Gemara in the Basra. Daf Chesam et Beis. The Rashoim Bnei Yoyir Lei Lasei No. The Rashoim Bnei Yoyir Gemara the Braise. The whole Braise. Ton Rabon. Kupo shel zdoko nigvis bishnayim mishalekes bishleish nigvis bishnayim shenis nisforas latzibo pochus mishnayim mishalekes bishleish in the moment tamchem nigvis bishleish so the Yerushalmi and this Gemara says the maskone by the Chachomim was given in the moment but actually it should have been should have required Chav Gimel like Nefoshes but that would impose a great hardship, wouldn't be practical. So, Tamchen Nigvis Bishleisho, Mishalekes Bishleisho, Shegvuyo Uchluko Shavi, Shegvuyo Uchluko Shavi, Tamchen Bechol Yeil, Kupe Merav Shabi Arav Shabes, Tamchen Lani Eilom, Kupe Lani Eia, Virashoyim Neia Lasis, Kupe Tamchen, Tamchen Kupo, Shanei Sol Chomashi Yotsu, Virashoyim Neia, Lehasnei Salamideis, Lashorim, Valsharpealim, So, Hashoyim Bnuyel Hasni Salamidis, Valashorim, Valsrapialim, Ulasial Kitsosa. So, Bnuyel can stipulate, they can make takones in regard to weights, and in regard to prices, price control. So, they show Srapialim and wages, minimum wage, Urasial Kitsosa, in other words, the media can decide that no one can pay a worker less than such a salary. And if he does, so sanctions are applied. So there's the Kinach of the Anshiri. Now, then the Gemara mentions, Tesamut Aleph, the fourth line. Hanabi Tritapche. This is the source for all the shyness, the unions, you know, without a din. There can be such a thing as unions, you know, union of workers. There is a chuvah by Years ago, I think that Rav Kook wrote a whole tshuva about union strikes, and they are all based upon this Gemara in Modas. So the fourth line, Daktes on the base. Hanabi Trey Tapche, the Abdin Yonibar Adore. So there are two butchers who made like a union. The whole man, so they made an agreement, they drew up an agreement, the whole man, the other, the Yimid, the Chavre. So they made an agreement, the butchers, that it's, in other words, that each butcher will work on a certain day. And so then that day, so the other butchers will not be able to work. So they agree that, in other words, to apply sanctions. So, Nikheu, the whole man, the other people have a Nikheu in Mishre. So if somebody will violate, you know, the regulations and the disciplines of the butchers, so then they'll apply sanctions by destroying the boss of the area. Of the bull or whatever it is. Also, Chavinaye, so one of the butchers went over the Yimei Chava. So, Kolim Yishchei. So, they applied the sanction. Also, they come to Rabbi. So, he came for Rabbi, complained, they were Mazik, my money. Chivine Rabbi Lishlome. So, Rabbi was Mechayev, the butcher. Who applied the sanctions, he should pay as a mazik. So, Eisve Ravgema Bashaum Yel Rove Ul Asi Al Kitzosof. Asi Al Kitzosof. So, what does the Brises say? Asi Al Kitzosof in connection with Balunis? The Brises says, Lasi Al Kitzosof in connection of Meiria. But here it wasn't an agreement of the Meiria, it was an agreement between members of a certain workers, butchers, but if he set the mentions, the same thing that he set in Wabasre mentions the same thing that the Gemara here mentions in connection with Meir, Rashoim Meir Lahasneis, Ulasi Al Kitzoson, so Rashoim Baliumnes, also Lahasneis Al Kitzoson. In other words, if the members of a certain profession, workers in a certain field, all the shoemakers, all the carpenters, all the butchers, so they adopt certain regulations, so then they can enforce it and they can apply sanctions. So the same thing that Gemara mentions in connection with Meir of Hasni Saltzoson, so Asi Altzoson, so that he set the mentions in connection with Balunis, and you see from this Gemara that the same thing applies to Balunis. Because here the Gemara says, Eser Abgema Bashaum Il Rovel Asiyah Kisosom. But that is mentioned connection in the year, but it applies not only to the year. So, if it is drawn up by the year, then it can be applied against every year. If it is drawn up, the agreement by the Baliumnes, so it can be applied against the Baliumnes, not against other people. But the same aloche applies to Baliumnes also. Eiser Rav Shigema ben Shalmei Rov Lassi al Kisoson, lo yehada levot, Rov Adi Intensel, omar Rafoke Shapi Rov Adi lo yehada levot. Nid gad lo yehidit, hane mi leheched leka od mochoshu, aber heheched yit od mochoshu, laf kol kiminaya dimasta. Never still, there is a loche of Neoir, Rashoi, Lassi, Al Kitzoson, and Neoimnes, same aloche, Rashoi, Al Kitzoson. So that is only, there is no Parnes, no Talmud Chochem, who is available, you know, to lead them and to guide them. So then they themselves can do it. They have no leader, there is no Talmud Chochem to lead them and to guide them. So, I mean, so what should be Hefker, should be chaos. So they themselves can do it. But if there is Talmud Chochem in the city who is able to guide them, so then they have no right to adopt regulations without consulting the Talmud Chochem. And that din is mentioned in the Rambam also, in connection with Balunis too, not only in connection with Melia.
Pergedaz melches mechile, haloche tes in yud. Now, haloche tes, the Ramba mentions, the haloche mentions in the Gemara wo basel da pres. In haloche yud, the Ramba mentions the same kind of haloche that is mentioned by the Sefte in the Gata Balim. Haloche tes, rashoyim ve'yiyo lokitz le'isha v'chol dola shi'yotzu. ואפילו בוסו ולחם ולהסניס בניהם לכל מי שיעבר ינשו איסי כך וכך אלא לא חיות איזה תספר רשויין אנשי אומייס ליפסיק בניהם שלא יעשה אחד ביין שיעשה חברי בחיית עם זה לכל מי שיעבר לתנאי ינשו איסי כך וכך הלוך ידעי יש לגמור היום מרדס ומד גם אמורים לבינו שאין בו חוכם חושב לסכם מה זה ימדים אל להצליח דעתי נשאר אבל אם יש בו אדם חוכם חושב אין התנאי שלהם מאיר כלום ואין יחילו לעני שלהפתי על מי שלהקיד לתנאי אלו אם כהיסנו למוהם ויוסו מדעס החוכם ככל מי שהפסיד לפני התנאי שאין מדעס החוכם נשאר של הרמב״ם הסבור את הלוחס וברשוי מריה להסנס לשולם ולעמידאיז הלשולם ולעמידאיז ולעשי על קצוצון הם רשויים בלאומיאס נאו דרשויים בלאומיאס של מגניס פסאז פיטיספטה רשויים רשויים הנחתומים לעשיס רגיעו ביניהם פירוש רגיעו חלוקס הרגויים עשי עתו ברגע פלני ואני ברגע פלני וכך פירושו בלי נראה פירושו מלא שמרגע ואיני מנוחו למה היה את נוח עם פלני ואני עם פלני in other words you rest this day and I'll work this day and then the other day it will be just the reverse and they can enforce now ומכל מקים הקירו דברכות כי הסבויה בגמורה בהן את הבוח now the Rambam mentions the braising the basre about חשוי מניע להסנס על השורים ולעמיס להסיע על כסף but the Rambam mentions it only in respect to shorim prices and midas weights and wages, because that the Gemara in the Basra spells out. How about Arutakonis? The Rambam doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't spell it out either. But the Mordechai in the Basra, he says that the whole Aloche of Rashoyim, Neoyi, Alhasni, Salamidis, Valashorim, Valshapiali, Ulasi, Alkitsoson, is based upon Hefka Bez Nefka. That's what the Mordechai says. In the Rambam. The Mordechai in the Rambam. Paragraph Tov Pei Beis, very long one.
So it's been just like a person in the
Very long mother high. Oh, it's him. So very long mother high, but in the middle he says, it's in paragraph 50 days, I can't go over it because it mentions many other things and it will take away all the time. But he says, in the middle he says, "V'sheyesh mirabeisai v'utzrachti v'arachli v'oich v'sheyesh mirabeisai she'imri v'tanya rashoim me'yir l'kayim t'norm v'asir v'sosom hanemili y'kulom y'osu yachad." So there are two shittas. One shitty is there's a shitta from the Tam, but all the v'sheyim achili can have Tam shitta. That this halacha of rashoim me'yir l'kayim t'norm v'asir v'sosom only if it meets the approval of everybody. Hanemili kulam yoish yachat vihu imoe vishov over atzitzah dumi yedhane treta bochet. In other words, if the bnei reir adapted certain regulations and also that the sanction should be applied, and then someone of bnei reir violated this regulation, but this person who violated the regulation, he himself at the outset gave his consent, later on he changed his mind, so then sanctions can be applied against him. But suppose Rob Meir gave their consent for certain regulations and for certain sanctions, but the Meir protested, then that Meir did not give the consent at the very outset, violated their regulations, so he cannot apply sanctions against the mute who never gave their consent. And they said, that's Hametamshi, because the mice about the butchers, so they originally gave their consent, the butchers. So he couldn't change his mind, but if somebody never gave his consent, that he should be bound by regulations just because the whole area or the whole members of the workers so gave the consent, that not. That's Hametam. But all the other Rishonim achilik. So this is what he says. V'utzrachti v'yarachti l'toreish l'kishyesh m'rabbeisai she'imrim v'tanya rashon me'yir l'kayim t'norm v'asi al v'sosom hanemilim kulom le'ish yachat v'hu imoe v'shuv over akcitsa dumi v'hanitreit abochet avo v'loi daitei lo yalim el asis v'hefka bezne hefka l'shayro kach hoi eim eir meri azokim mitz v'ani es asher hoyom nivobi kosavti. So he mentions the Torah of Hashemim, including Rabbi Yashin and Agelo, that even if the mute never gave the consent, but Ubikikulei, so they are bound by the decision and the consent of the Rebneia. And the same thing is true Nigabi Rashoim Balu Ineslas. Not only if a certain regulation was adopted by everybody, by all the workers, so they cannot be chazer, but even if it was, if it met the approval of the whole of the workers in a certain place, so then they can apply sanctions against those who never gave their consent. And that's the shita of Moshe. Anyway, but the Mordechai says that this halacha of Hashoyim Bnei Al-Hasnes Amidis Vashorim and Ulasi Al-Kitzoson is based upon the Keach of Hefka Beznek. So it's not after Midi Shorim, not after Midi Shorim and Mishkolis and weights. Everything Hefka Beznek. So everything is included. But the Rambam, it appears from the Russian Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't consider that it's based upon Hefka Beznefka. Because if the Rambam had a shite that it's based upon Hefka Beznefka, so the Rambam should have mentioned it where he discusses the Aloch of Hefka Beznefka and Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Rambam mentions that in Hilchas Perek Dalet Hilchas Mechire, and he only mentions Midei Shorim and Mishkolis, nothing else. Midei Shorim, Mishkolis, and Tzrapeyam, because these things the Gemara in Basra Dachres mentions. Apparently, according to the Rambam, it's not based upon the Aloha Fetke Beznet, but it's a special Aloha. It's a special Aloha. What is the Aloha? Why Dafke Midei Shorim is Rapiyalim? Why not everything? Why? Madua Nishtanu Midei Shorim is Rapiyalim. Now there is Aloha in Burbasre in the first period. The Mishnah of Baschal Abzayim Bey says, "Keitim Eise Libnis Bishar Videlis Lechotza." Rav Shimon Gamliel, "Loi Kol Hachatziris Ruis Lebishar." Keitim Eise Libnis Liyir Chemod Losayim Ubriach. Rav Shimon Gamliel, "Loi Kol Ayoris Ruis Lechem." Kamo Yehiyir Beikan Sheiyir Beis Chayish. Konot Beis Dira Areikan Sheiyir Miyad. So there is a loche that Hanshi Achotzea have his chus to force each other to build a bishar b'delis. In other words, a gate so that they wouldn't be exposed, you know, to an attack by people and to trespassers. A gate that would be closed so robbers couldn't come into the chotzea, you know. So they could be gate, and then Anshiyah have his chus to force each other to build a chemo around here, defense. So what kind of aloche is that? And it's the same aloche that Bnei Achotzer have his chus to force each other to contribute and towards the building of a gate and so on, because it's for their common defense. So the Bnei have his schools to force each other to build a chaim around the city. And as mentioned in the Gemara, so it means it manifests itself in two ways. First of all, in terms of money. In other words, that the Bnei can force each other to contribute towards the expenses involved in building a chaim of defense. And it manifests itself in terms of work too. Suppose you have to do work to watch the city, I mean against robbers, against invaders, so the Meir can force each other that to contribute in terms of work, Suppose you have to build, you can't hire workers. You have to build the chemo yourself so they can force each other. So what's the aloha, that's the general aloha? That something that is of common necessity to all. So the members of a certain community, of a large community or a small community, have to have this chus to force each other. Now the seven dimensions, together with keeping leoiya, living livnis leoiya, chemot vasayim ubriach, also keeping leoiya, livnis lohem, sifatoa, nivim uksuvim, svoi, also the same thing, the same aloha. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's a material common need of the residents of the city or a spiritual common need. So it's not on the basis of tzedakah. Who is talking about tzedakah here? Tzedakah is only someone who is rich, who is on it, can be forced to contribute. But someone who is poor cannot be forced to contribute. But in these things, even the poor people have to contribute. Of course, the rich have to contribute more, but even the poor people have to contribute. So it's aloha of schus of shrein. It's a schus of shrein, so bnei achotzer can force each other to build a bishar b'dalas, because it's the common need of all the bnei achotzer. If there is no shar and dalas to be locked up, so then no one is secure of the bnei achotzer. And the same aloha, it's a schus shrein. So it applies to Bnei Oyiya, they can force each other to build a chemo. To build a chemo, I mean all the union of defense, you know. So come within that halacha of schush chemo, to force each other to contribute towards the common need of everybody. And the same thing is true regarding spiritual needs. In other words, Sivakeo, Nibim, Uksubim, and today the Torah Shebaal Peh is written, so the Tosefta doesn't mention Torah Shebaal Peh, because Bisman Chazal, it was also to write Torah Shebaal Peh, but now the Torah Shebaal Peh is written, so the same thing applies to form of Torah Shebaal Peh also, it's a common need. So Mele, the Shittas Rambam, I think, is that a business to write. The Gvorim Bobotasra nation spells out these items, shoring, prices, middays, weights, and tzhapeyalim, because these three things are for the common need of every benayir. In other words, if there is no control on prices, if there is no control on wages, and anyone can charge as much as he wants, and anyone can underpay as much as he wants, so it will not only affect the workers, it will affect the whole community. It will be to the detriment of everybody. Worker or not worker, buyer or not buyer. First of all, everybody is a buyer. But Schapelim also is indispensable for the needs of the whole community. So mainly we don't have to resort to the halacha of Hefka Beznefka. And the halacha mentioned by the Tosefta in regard to Rashoim Balunias, and the Rama mentions Balunias right after the Angelia. So he's also based upon that halacha. Why do they have this chus to be masne al shorim and al sapialim? Because this is the common need. It is chushchenim, is the common need of all the media. So, if certain people are members of a certain profession, of a certain type of work, butchers, tailors, carpenters, whatever they are, so they have the keach to force each other to adopt certain regulations that is for the common need of all the workers, of all the nachtenim, all the bakers, all the shoemakers, all the carpenters. So it's based upon that halach. So mele, since it's based upon the zvushchenim, so there is halach, there is Talmud Chochem, who is capable of guiding them and tell them exactly how to do it, what regulations to adopt. So then, without consulting with Talmud Chochem, if they adopt regulations, so it's null and void, all these regulations. So, it seems from the Ritva and the other Rishonim here, that the Ritva says that Mishpochem Yechesed B'Yisrael is like Anshayir. Anshayir is like a Mishpochem Yechesed B'Yisrael. What's the analogy? Because just as we have a halacha that Anshayir can adapt regulations in regard to Shorim, in regard to Shapiro, in regard to Milis, and Vasyal Ptoson, and it's based upon the fact that he's the common need. So just as Milia are allowed, can have the schools to force each other to build the chemo around the ear because it's the common need, and just as Milia have the schools to force each other to contribute towards the buying of Sivato and the Yudik Sudim, and today all spoils as the spiritual common need of all the Meleia. So Mimele, if a certain Mishpocha feels that the daughters of that Mishpocha have to be protected, they shouldn't be like Hefka, so Mimele, they have the Keach to enforce their Takones, not only against the members of the Mishpocha at the time that the Takone is enacted, but even against those who will join that Mishpocha. Because if anyone in the future marries a Baskayan or a descendant of that Mishpocha, some mele is considered as to submit to all the takones of the best of that mishpacha. All right, anyway, this is all for today. Now, tomorrow, we should finish up after the Mishnah of Reuven, Daber Simechot. But in order to understand, so you have to go over the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Mem Zayin, and the Gemara in Baruch Basra.